good stories, good thoughts, good news. In a world filled with negativity, it's time to tell Anna and Raven something good. Tell me something good. Powered by PC Richard and Son, Star 99.9.
Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Okay.
Did you know that the cottontail rabbit is native to New England? That's like our rabbit. That's our bunny.
I wasn't positive that, but yeah. I have many bunnies in my yard and in my neighborhood, so I know that we have bunnies. I just didn't know it was a specific one only native to this area.
We should cherish those bunnies in your yard. Yes, you want to know why? I'm going to tell you something very important and good.
All right, please drop it on me because I have a family of baby ones living under one of my bushes right now.
Well, you should love them and nurture them because in the last 50 years, the numbers have been drastically declining for our cottontails.
Oh my gosh.
So, you need to love those bunnies. And raise them as your own.
No, wait a minute. So you didn't give me a reason besides numbers are declining to actually mourn them. Do they do something useful?
Yeah. So here's the whole thing is that scientists don't really know why they're not. Because, you know, everyone says they multiply like bunnies. But these guys aren't. And they're starting to get worried, all the scientists, trying to figure out what's been going on. Well, it turns out it's very difficult to monitor the native rabbit because they are rare and secretive in nature.
Mm.
Yep. So what they've recently developed, and here comes the tell me something good, is they've developed a method that they'll be able to detect trends over time to conserve the rabbits by using DNA collected from their fecal pellets.
Wow.
So they're going to collect the rabbit poop.
Yeah.
And they're going to be able to use that DNA and find out why the numbers are declining of our cottontail bunnies.
Not going to help in my yard because the dogs like to eat the rabbit poop. Like it's the thing they like to do.
Ew.
They're not poop eaters of other dogs or cats or anything like that.
They just like rabbit poop?
Rabbits and deers, man. They just, you know, something about it.
Ew.
It's delicious to them. I can tell you right now why the population's been declining. All the chemicals we put on the yards for the last 20, 30, 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, now our rising coyote and bear populations.
You think that's it?
Oh, fisher cats, bobcats, everything's back here in Connecticut.
You think you're smarter than the scientists?
Dude, I've told you that. I've seen the bunnies running for their lives from fisher cats when I come out in the morning.
I don't know.
Like in the middle of the morning.
Do you know that these scientists had to release captive bunnies into the wild to try to increase the state's population?
Nah, come on. It's that bad?
Yes.
I don't think there's so many bunnies around my yard. So if those aren't the same bunnies,
this is what I need you to do.
They're invasive species bunnies.
I need you to collect the fecal pellets of these rabbits, these bunnies.
I think I'm going to pass on that.
And we're going to send it to these scientists.
I think we're going to pass on
that.
No,
I think we should.
You really, really, really want me to bring you some? Because I'll tell you right now, there's definitely some in the yard.
We have to get it. We have to mail it. We have to help. We're going to figure this out.
You're going to pay me for that piece of the plastic that I have to put it in. You're going to pay me for that.
The Ziploc
bag? Cool, no, one of those Glad ones. Nothing but the best in my house. One of those Glad plastic containers.
Okay, now you tell me something good that beats the fact that we're saving rabbits in Connecticut.
How about free pastry? DeMayor Pastry Shop is up for Sweetest Bakery in America contest, and they want your vote. And just like us, they're willing to pay you for it.
Oh.
I love that. Pay for the love. The voting goes on right up until July 31st, and they've got two locations in Fairfield County. Again, they are up for Sweetest Pastry Shop in America.
DeMayor. That's what they're called.
I figured that as much.
The cannoli nachos are something special. I'm just going to leave it at that.
If you go in now and you go ahead and make the vote right there, they will give you a free mini pastry. All you have to do is you can also tag them on hashtag HeyStamford on Instagram.
All right. If you want to tell us your good news, call us at 1-800-330-9999.
The Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.